Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 181 of The 80%. Are you looking for a good business idea for 2024? Then that's what today is all about. I share the industries or sectors that I believe have a profitable outlook this year and give 20 examples of small businesses you can choose and consider starting. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Ang pag-usapan natin ngayong araw na to ay 20 small business ideas for 2024. Recently, sa blog ko, naglabas tayo ng mga good business ideas for this year. Particularly, nag-focus tayo sa mga areas and sectors or industries na merong optimistic outlook. Dun sa mga areas na yon, meron tayong mga binigay na mga example ng mga businesses. And I took 20 of them. Kung nagbabala kayo na magnegosyo ngayong taon na to, then I hope itong mga bibigay ko mga business ideas, particularly this is more focused on small businesses na madaling itayo relatively. And I'm not saying na ito talaga yung magiging profitable, but I believe na these businesses or an iteration or an innovation or something similar to these businesses will do well this year given yung mga particular sectors where they belong to na mukhang trending. So ano ba itong mga 20 small business ideas na I would say recommend for you to start this year? The first area that I shared is yung pagdating sa sustainable and eco-friendly venture. So for quite some time now, talagang dumadami na yung mga green companies and green businesses. With an increasing emphasis on sustainability and environmental consciousness, businesses prioritizing eco-friendly practices are gaining traction. Startups focused on renewable energy, zero-waste packaging, sustainable fashion, and ethical food production are poised for success in 2024. Consumers are increasingly making choices aligned with their values, creating a ripe market for businesses that prioritize planet-friendly practices. So ano yung mga example of businesses that you can put up? Number one is yung mga eco-friendly products. Kasama dito yung mga plant-based food. Nako, marami akong kilala na nag-co-convert into being a vegan or at the very least, plant-focused na diet or plant-focused na eating lifestyle. I don't really want to call it a diet kasi sinasabi nila na hindi naman to temporary. This is something that they want to do for the rest of their life. So, plant-based or more popular yung plant-focused na eating lifestyle. Cruelty-free beauty products. Yan, may mga kilala ako na mga beauty bloggers that they are shifting towards cruelty-free beauty products. Ethical fashion, and even cleaning products. No? Kasi syempre yung mga cleaning products like detergent, soap, etc. Ginagamit mo siya sa paglilinis and eventually it goes to the waste management system. So mga detergent, mga sabon na mas environment friendly yung excess or yung waste niya, nagkakaroon din siya ng traction. paano mo siya gagawing business? So you can probably find a supplier who has these kinds of products and you can put up a store or an online store and sell them. Number two is green energy solutions, particularly mga solar panel supplier. Meron kasi akong kilala, talagang solar powered yung kanyang bahay. Yung mga solar powered houses, businesses, or establishments, medyo dumadami siya. Kung gusto mo magtayo ng negosyo in that industry, definitely you can learn how to sell them, find a supplier, and also provide yung services ng installation. And I think in a few years time, magiging in demand din yung service. No, kasi syempre may maintenance din yung mga solar panels na binibili ng mga tao. But of course, hindi lang naman solar, but also siguro yung mga ibang renewable energy sources like wind. Number three is zero waste packaging and recycling solutions. Particularly, meron akong friend na yan yung naging focus niya kasi nga maraming mga businesses na they want to be more environment friendly. Nag-outsource siya or nag-import siya ng mga upcycled na mga packaging, tapos yung gamit niya ay mga biodegradable plastic, tapos yun yung binibenta niya, sinusupply niya sa mga local businesses. So that's also something that you can look into. Urban farming and vertical gardening is our number four. Marami naging plantito at plantita nung pandemic, no? So syempre, we can help them sustain that hobby. A good number of them, hindi lang naman nung pandemic sila interested. Up until now, a good number of them are still maintaining yung mga plants na binili nila. And I think it's actually shifting towards vertical gardening. Maganda siya eh. And then, some of them have realized na hindi lang mga ornamental plants ang pwede mong itanim sa bahay mo. Even if you're living in a condominium, pwede kang magtanim doon ng mga herbs and I don't know, even vegetables siguro. So you can explore that industry, that niche, and provide supplies for that. Number five, there are a lot of people who got into the hobby of bicycles. And I think it's time for a business to provide bike and scooter rental service, mga short-term rentals. I'm saying this because meron akong kaibigan na nakatira sa Mandaluyong and ayaw niyang mag-invest sa isang bisikleta. Kasi parang hassle i-maintain, no? Tsaka medyo malaki yung kailangan mong output, no? Kung gusto mo ng maganda bisikleta talaga. Sabi niya, kung merong business na pwede ka mag-rent ng bike from Monday to Friday lang para magbibisikleta na lang siya papunta sa opisina niya sa BGC. Ang napit lang ng BGC, talagang kaya-kayang ibisikleta. Sabi niya, he would probably consider that. Kasi pagdating sa BGC, may mga bike rentals na doon eh, di ba? Yung mover. And madalas niyang ginagamit yon kasi from Rizal Avenue, nag-mover siya papuntang SM Aura minsan kapag meron siyang kailangan bilhin doon. So, yung within BGC, yung bike rental service, ginagamit niya. Pero sabi niya, pero kung meron talagang company na magpapa-renta short term, Monday to Friday, para tuwing office days lang, weekdays lang, probably i-consider niya yan. So, pwede niyo siguro i-consider yung ganong klaseng business, bike and scooter rental service. Yun yung ating fifth business idea. So aside from the eco-friendly and sustainable industry, ang second area that you can consider is yung health and wellness tech. The health and wellness industry is witnessing a technological revolution. Technology is transforming how individuals approach their well-being. From fitness apps and wearable devices to personalized nutrition plans and mental health platforms, entrepreneurs can explore opportunities to develop innovative health tech solutions. Ang number six na business idea natin ay personalized fitness programs. Nagsimula ito ng pandemic, maraming mga nag-offer ng mga virtual workouts and nagtuloy-tuloy siya. Particularly, not just workout plans but nutrition guidance. Maraming nauusong mga diet eh, di ba? Maraming nauusong mga meal plans. And I think if you work in the health industry, pwede mong i-take advantage yun because a lot more people are getting more health conscious, especially what has happened in recent years. Number 7, as I mentioned, no, customized nutrition planning. Yung meal prep, usong-uso yan. Marami akong kaibigan na nagmi-meal prep. But a lot of them, they get bored kasi very limited yung mga resources, mga recipes nila for meal prep. If you search online, karamihan ng mga meal prep recipes or something, mga yung mga ingredients, kasi mga based in America or based in other countries yung mga nagbibigay. So, sabi niya, ano ba yung meal prep na available locally? Sabi niya, yung isa kong friend, mahilig ako sa munggo eh, pero wala, parang paano ko siya i-prepare as meal prep? Parang ganyan, may mga ganyan siyang question. So, you can develop mga recipe recommendations, meal prep, and definitely you can be a content creator and earn from as a content creator, or as a business, you can definitely just offer this meal prep sa mga tao. Recipes na locally sourced yung ingredients. Number 8 is corporate wellness. Solutions for businesses to promote employee health and productivity. Meron ako kaibigan, meron siyang startup company na nag-focus sa mental health ng mga company employees, and she's really saying to me na kailangan na kailangan talaga dahil mas stressed ang mga tao ngayon. Actually, yung company lang niya, yung Mind Nation, yun lang yung talagang alam ko na very active in promoting mental health in the office environment or in the workplace. And I believe that there is still room for other companies to do the same. Number 9, smart sleep solutions. So smart alarms, sleep coach, sleep aids, etc. Recently, siguro stress lang din nung holiday season. Marami akong mga friends na nagpo-post eh na ano bang pwedeng gawin kasi nahirapan ako matulog, etc. And ang daming recommendations, yung mga makinig sa mga sleep podcast, yung mag-take ng melatonin, etc. And I think wala pa talagang business na nag-o-offer ng sleep coaching, no? Yung tuturuan mo yung mga tao to talk about sleep, how important it is, and how do you get a good night's sleep. Usually, ano lang siya eh, side topic siya ng mga health and fitness content creators. But kung yun yung focus mo, I think meron kang magandang market dyan. Plus, if you can create a business around it na yung mga sleep aids, nung pandemic, meron akong budol na yung nilalagay sa mata na merong speaker para pwede akong makinig ng music or ng sleep podcast na nakatakip yung mata ko habang usually nagta-travel. Actually, ginagamit ko siya pa nagta-travel na nakatakip yung mata kasi nahihirapan ako matulog kapag masyadong maliwanag. So, yun yung mga ganong klaseng mga sleep aid. You can also look into that. The third area that you can consider if you're starting a business for 2024 is yung mga remote work solutions. Maraming mga companies na hindi na nila binago yung mga work from home setup nila for some of their employees. The rise of remote work is a lasting trend, and businesses that cater to the evolving needs of remote workers are in high demand. Opportunities abound in providing tools and services that enhance remote collaboration, productivity, and employee well-being. Pagdating dito, meron tayong dalawang suggestions, mga small business idea, because I think this is something that you can definitely start as a home-based business. So number 10, business idea is ergonomic home office solutions. Pwede kang maghanap online ng supplier ng mga ergonomic furnitures, accessories, and setups, and then start online or start marketing your product sa mga remote workers, mga freelancers, usually mga online naman nakatambayan, and definitely you can market to them. Number 11 is digital nomad support services. So co-living spaces, travel planning, and community networking. Particularly ako, pag medyo gusto ko ng change of environment, lumalabas ako, ang default na pinupuntahan ko, mga coffee shops, kasi yun yung accessible sa akin eh, dito sa Paranaque. Pero if I find myself, for example, in Makati or in BGC, may mga co-working spaces where I can do my work. And I think kung nasa area ka na maraming mga remote workers or mga freelancers, putting up a co-working space can be a good idea. Ngayon, if you live in a tourist spot, for example, nung huli akong pumunta sa La Union, merong ano doon eh, quote-unquote resort na ang target market nila ay mga remote workers. Para siyang resort, pero ang services niya, yung amenities niya, nagbibigay siya ng amenities for remote workers. So merong area na pwede kang magtrabaho, mabilis yung wifi nila, tapos yung packages nila, hindi lang 1 or 2 days, no, or short term. Meron silang mga long term stays. And I think may mga foreigners, mga digital nomads from other countries na nagsistay doon for 1 month or 2 months and they can comfortably do their work kasi yung amenities nung resort is really geared towards digital nomads. So sa mga nakatira sa mga provinces or cities na maraming mga turista, both foreigner and local, you can probably target itong mga tao na to, yung mga digital nomads. Definitely, ako parang nakatempt eh. Sabi ko, pwede pala ako magstay dito sa La Union ng 2 buwan or 3 buwan kasi I can definitely do my online work here.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openIZANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Number 4 area or industry is niche e-commerce platforms. While e-commerce has been a dominant force, there's still room for niche marketplaces that cater to specific interests or communities. Entrepreneurs can explore creating platforms for sustainable products, handmade crafts, or unique experiences. Specialized e-commerce sites have the potential to build a dedicated customer base seeking curated offerings that align with their passion. So, kapag may kailangan kang bilhin, ang default is you go to the online shopping apps, diba? Lazada, Shopee, etc. Pero, meron akong kaibigan, ito na lang, example, pag damit yung gusto niyang bilhin, sa Zalora siya pupunta or sa Shein. Yan. So, may mga dedicated app. So, why not create an online platform or an online store na dedicated sa particular product, mga niche e-commerce platforms? For example, customized pet products. Marami ng mga fur parents ngayon. May kilala ako, pag buwibili siya ng pet accessories, doon pa rin siya sa mga popular na shopping apps. What if you start an online store na ang focus mo lang talaga mga pet accessories or pet products? Tech gadgets for specific hobbies. For example, mga outdoor enthusiasts, gamers, photographers, etc. Ito, hindi pa to popular sa Pilipinas. Number 14, yung niche subscription boxes. So for specific niches or hobbies such as fitness, self-care, gourmet food. Research niyan, may kaibigan ako sa US, arts and crafts enthusiast. Tapos meron siyang subscription box. Ibig sabihin nito, magbabayad ka sa isang company tapos monthly, may pinapadala sila sa yung box na kung ano-ano yung laman. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung laman, but it's always related dun sa arts and crafts. So yun yung parang nagiging monthly project niya. So meron siyang subscription, may monthly na binabayaran siya. Tapos monthly may pinapadala sa kanyang arts and crafts box na nagiging project niya for the month. And since yun yung hilig niya, yun yung hobby niya, hindi na siya nasistress na maghanap or mag-isip na anong gagawin ko this month or ano bang pwede kong gawin this month, etc. Kasi hinihintay na lang niya yung pagdating nung arts and crafts subscription box niya. So, something that you can explore dito sa Pilipinas, probably it would gain traction. Number 5, artificial intelligence and automation. Ako, syempre, usong-uso na yung AI, and I think mas lalaki pa ang AI for this coming year. The integration of artificial intelligence or AI and automation is reshaping industries across the board. Businesses that leverage AI for data analysis, customer insights, and process automation are well-positioned for success. Whether it's AI-driven customer service, automated supply chain management, or predictive analytics, incorporating intelligent technologies can lead to more efficient and competitive operations. Siyempre, kailangan meron tayong skills or meron tayong technical know-how pagdating sa AI, but it doesn't mean that we can't put up a small business related to this, no? Number 15 na good business idea natin would be AI-powered customer support. Marami akong kilala nag-aral kung paano gumawa ng chatbot and mga automated na virtual assistant. May mga online courses online where you can learn this. And if you're a social media manager or you're a digital marketer, this is an add-on service that you can definitely offer your clients. But I know 2 or 3 people na ito talaga yung pinag-aralan nila for the past year. And ngayon, sila na yung nag-handle ng mga chatbots ng mga businesses, mga local businesses. And they've resigned from their marketing or ad agency job to focus full-time on creating these chatbots tsaka mga AI automation-powered na customer support for local businesses. Number 16, smart home automation. Meron akong friend na nakatira sa Mandaluyong. Naka-smart home siya, no? Yung actually condominium. Aliw na aliw ako, grabe. Yung ilaw niya, for example, wala lang switch ng on and off. Pag na-detect niya na mayroong movement, bubukas yung ilaw. Tapos, climate-controlled yung aircon. Pag mainit, bubukas. Siya na yung nagsiset ng thermostat. Tapos, kapag malamig na or pag napansin niya na walang tao, automatic na nag-off. So, napaka high-tech. And sabi ko, sino nag-set up nitong smart home mo? Sabi niya, pinag-aralan daw niya kasi wala pang local company na talaga na nagfo-focus on automation ng mga bahay, ng mga residences. Isa pa sa mga naaliwa ko yung power outlet niya. Kasi usually, di ba, yung saksakan natin, nakafix na siya sa wall. Siya, meron siyang setup na parang railing, tapos nandun yung power outlet niya. So, pwede niyang i-move. So, yung bahay niya, parang Lego. Na pwede niyang baguhin yung setup. Depende kung ano yung gagawin niya. Kasi, syempre, nasa condominium siya, one bedroom na unit. So, multifunctional yung mga spaces niya. And kaya siya naka-smart home and may automation yung mga gadgets niya kasi nga ayaw niya ng masyadong maraming ginagawa dahil busy rin siya kasi remote worker siya. So, you can be a supplier of these gadgets. You can also provide services for installation of these gadgets. Number 17, which is something that me and my colleagues are actually now considering and looking into is yung financial portfolio management. Using AI technology, pwede tayong mag-analyze ng market trends, mag-assess ng risk, and provide personalized investment recommendations based on individual financial goals. So, this is something that we do ourselves, but we realize that some of the things that we do, pwede siyang i-automate eh. And if we have an AI program na mas mapapabilis yung aming mga computation and analysis, then definitely that would help us. Ayan. Last area that you can consider if you're putting up a business in 2024 is yung personalized and customized experiences. Consumers increasingly seek personalized and unique experiences. Entrepreneurs can tap into this demand by offering tailored products and services. This can range from personalized skincare solutions and custom home decor to unique travel experiences curated to individual preferences. Businesses that prioritize customization are likely to stand out in a crowded market. So number 18, good business idea, personalized travel planning services. Ano yung mga example nito? Mga community-based ecotourism, custom itineraries based on individual preferences, interests, and travel styles. Curated experiences from unique accommodations to off-the-beaten-path attractions. Meron akong friend na nag-travel sila abroad. Tapos, sabi ko, ang ganda nung itinerary nyo kasi napaka-kid-friendly. Kasi nung nag-travel sila, mag-asawa, kasama nila yung tatlo nilang anak. At yung tatlo nilang anak, yung pinakamatanda, ay 8 years old. So, 8, 5, and 2. Sabi ko, ang lakas ng loob nyo mag-travel, meron kang tatlong napakabatang mga anak. And sabi niya, kasi yung kinuha nilang travel agency sa US, yun talaga yung focus na we are a travel company that primarily caters to families with young children. We promise to give you a relaxing, adventurous trip without having to worry kung yung pupuntahan nyo ba ay kid-friendly or ano ba yung may mga amenities ba doon for babies, etc. So sabi ko, napakaganda ng idea and I think that we need more of that in the Philippines. Kasi may mga kaibigan ako na once na nagkaanak, sabi nila, nako, wala muna tayong travel for a few years kasi may mga anak tayo na hindi natin maiiwanan. No? So something like that, no? Mga customized travel planning services. Number 19 is customized skincare and hair solutions. So personalized skincare regimen and hair loss management. May kakilala ako, derma siya. Siyempre pag derma, ang initial na focus mo is siyempre yung skincare, no? And all the other skin afflictions. Pero nag-niche siya in hair loss. And sabi niya sa akin, siguro 70% ng client niya ngayon ay humingi sa kanya kung paano i-manage yung hair loss nila. So, that can be something that you can consider if you are in dermatology. But in any case, you can be a supplier of these products. Kasi sabi niya sa akin, isa daw sa mga pinakamabenta sa kanya, yung minoxidil na capsule ba or tablet, I'm not sure, na binibili pa niya abroad kasi walang local supplier. So something like that, di ba? So if you want to go into pharmacy or into the pharmaceutical field, that's something you can consider, no? And may mga kilala ako na gumagawa, may mga sariling formula sila ng mga skincare solutions. Napaka popular niyan, no? Maski ako yung binibilan ko ng sunblock gel online, nakikita ko sa Lazada, grabe, tens and thousands ang nabenta na na product. So sabi ko, ang dami bumibili nito. Ang yaman na nitong company na to. And I know na this is just a small business. Hindi to company na napakalaking may opisina na sa mga business center. So, yun. Lastly, ang ating last business idea is tailored culinary experiences. So, personalized dining experiences for intimate gatherings or special occasions. Kung napanood nyo yung Netflix na series sa Chef Chico, something like that, I know people who are interested to dine in that kind of restaurant na pwede kang mag-request. May personalized menu ka. And something that you can consider if you are in the food industry. Solve a problem and you'll have a profitable business. Fortunately, sometimes the problem is the lack of access to already existing solutions due to location, price, or quality. Most business ideas mentioned require expertise, technological skills, and significant capital. But certainly, a traditional business idea like putting up a friendly neighborhood laundromat will be profitable if you find the right location and target market. So yung mga binigay natin, mga suggestions lang siya, mga new or innovative ideas that you can consider. But definitely, if you live in an area or a place na yung mga basic na businesses or yung mga already popular types of businesses are not as accessible, then definitely that can be a good opportunity for you to offer that service. As we navigate the dynamic business landscape of 2024, entrepreneurs should keep an eye on emerging trends and consumer preferences. Sustainable practices, technological innovation, and a focus on personalized experiences are key themes that cut across various industries. The opportunities for success in the coming year are vast for those willing to embrace innovation and adapt to the changing business environment.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.